Yo, what's going on, everybody? Man, I'm back again with more incredibly sad news. Like, Jesus, man. Hip-hop. We lost another one, bro. We really just lost another legend, bro. In 2.5-3 weeks, bro, we lost three legends, bro, back-to-back, from DMX to Black Rob, and now we just lost Shock G, man. Shock G of Digital Underground. True legend, dog. Like, oh my god, bro. Like, the news just broke, man. Passed away at 57 years old, man. Just legendary, man. It's crazy just who Shock G was to hip-hop, really, for just like even West Coast hip-hop, for the Bay, you know what I'm saying? Just like for them just being influential, for them just putting, you know, saying we wouldn't have Tupac if it wasn't for Shock G and Digital Underground. You know, we wouldn't have the Humpty Dance, dog. Just Digital Underground, dog, just gave you so many classics, so many hits, so many slaps, so many bangers, bro. Just like they made so many like dope like party records, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, they really gave you stuff like Freaks of the Industry and stuff like that, man. When I was a kid, bro, I could just remember when my mom used to pick me up from preschool, bro. I was in preschool, and I can remember my mom had a brown car, and every day she would come and pick me up, dog. She would, you know what I'm saying? I would just tell her, like, can you please play my favorite song? And my favorite song at the time was Same Song by Digital Underground. You know, all around the world, the same song. That was my favorite song when I was a kid, bro. I was like 3 or 4 years old, and I can straight remember that far back in my lifetime. And I straight can remember that was my favorite song. And I would just always hop in the car and give my mom a kiss and tell her to play my favorite song as we went home and stuff like that. Like, that was what Digital Underground meant for me. And, you know what I'm saying, like, who they were in my life that early on in hip-hop and everything like that. And, yeah, man, straight up, I'm just so sad, like, to lose just three influential artists, musicians, rappers, what they did for hip-hop, what they did in hip-hop, for the game, how they were introduced, who they introduced, and just leaving a landmark and a staple, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, bro, if it wasn't for Digital Underground, bro, we wouldn't have Tupac. We wouldn't have had I Get Around and stuff like that featuring them and all the things that they really did do, you know what I'm saying, as far as hip-hop goes from a production level. Shock G verse on I Got Five on it. Shock G was just that guy, man. He was just that guy, man. You know, like, I mean, my dude once got busy in the Burger King bathroom, you know what I'm saying? Like that's straight just like who he is, bro. And it's just crazy, man, you know what I'm saying? 57 years old, bro. I feel like in hip-hop we don't see enough of our legends or OGs really grow to be in their 70s or whatever it is, you know. Like, I seen DJ Kool at the Verses with Method Man and Red Man, and it was dope for him to, you know, he's 63 years old, and I'm like, dang, that's so dope that DJ Kool is 63 years old, bro. So but we losing legends, bro, like back to back, and they're young, bro, and it's like, you know, it's just crazy, dog, you know what I'm saying? And it hurts for, if you're a fan of hip-hop, you're a fan of the game, you know what I'm saying, you really grew up in this shit, you grew up on it, you studied it, you were introduced to it from your parents, or you found it throughout your travels in life, and you know what I'm saying, and then the older that you get, that you probably get to go back and run through those old classic albums, and you get to hear it in a difference because you're an adult now. And so it's like, it means a lot, you know what I'm saying, personally and on a passionate level, if when you really, really love hip-hop like this, dog, you know what I'm saying, things like this, they take a toll on you and they hurt, man. But, you know, for the most part, all we can really do is just celebrate the life of these individuals, celebrate the life of these kings and these queens that we losing. You know, it's just crazy, man, you know what I'm saying? For one thing that I am blessed is that nobody murdered these people that we've lost recently. So that gives me a better way to accept it. You know what I'm saying? But with losing someone, with death and stuff, I've lost a lot of people in my life. So, you know, it's not just like the easiest thing to accept, especially if you love these people and you close to them. So for these men that we've lost recently, they are someone's dad. They are someone's brother, son, uncle, you know what I'm saying? So we had to take that into consideration, that that has an effect and a trickle down effect on a family right now who will have a void, you know what I'm saying, because they're missing someone like that, you know. But you know, these guys are legends, man, so we just got to celebrate them and run those classics down, bro. Just listen to their music, man, and just keep them alive, keep their names alive. And we just have to do a better job of giving people their roses, and that's what we try to do at Steak and Eggs, man. If you follow us on Instagram, you follow us on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, then you'll see that we always try to give artists their roses as much as possible. And you know, this just should be how it should be. Like, it shouldn't have to take people to pass away for you to acknowledge who they are, who they were, and what they did. You know what I'm saying? You should be able to give them their roses in the physical form while they're alive. You know what I'm saying? To show them that appreciation and show them that they are loved, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everything isn't just about us showing love to the newer generation, in which we should. The OGs got to show love to the new kids, and the new kids should show love and pay homage to the OGs, so we can break away from the generational gap and divide and start to accept and love each other in this genre that we call hip hop and stuff. Because within this genre, we don't see it enough that people can grow old in this. You know what I'm saying? So we feel like it's just a young man's game, it's a young man's sport, and it shouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should be able to get their roses and get the love that they deserve. And if an older rapper is dropping music, it shouldn't be looked at or deemed to be irrelevant because nobody wants to listen to it no more. Like, it shouldn't be a problem if someone wants to check it out or listen to it. It should be there for people to check out and listen to because it's available. And yeah, man, we just got to grow as a community, grow as a family, man. Show love and appreciation, man. I can't say enough about Shock G, dog. Like, Shock G, just a real one, man, to hip hop, to the game, dog. Like, you know, just the things that he done and paved the way, you know what I'm saying? And I'm quite positive, like, if it wasn't for him, we probably wouldn't be focused on the Bay like that, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for him and Too Short and E-40 and even Mac Dre and stuff like that, bro. But it was like, you know, he's like a real staple for that form of hip-hop coming from that coast, you know what I'm saying, from that small area, bro. And for him to give us one of the best rappers to ever do this, and for him to believe in him and to put him on and everything like that. And it's like, when Pac started, he was just dancing for them, and he developed into getting verses, you know what I'm saying? And now we have a Tupac Shakur. So you got to give Shock G his roses for that, bro. You got to give Digital Underground they roses and they respect, man, and show love to the legends, man. All I can say is RIP Shock G, dog. 57 years young, dog. We lost another one, dog, too soon. And yeah, man, y'all keep y'all head up, man. Keep y'all faces up. Stay safe, dog. And just continue to pray to Allah, man. Till next time, I'll check y'all.